So we are live and hello. This is a Saturday. I decided to wear my hat to show that it is the weekend, and I hope you guys are all enjoying your Saturday. And this is video three of my own personal 30-day challenge to be on Facebook Live every day for the next 30 days. And today I want to talk about how to change your life, the next chapter of your life specifically. I say that because there are many people around me who are headed into their 40s, me included. I will be 40 in the year 2020, which is what am I saying? I'm saying that like it's like 35 years from now. It's next year. I will be 40 next year. And I have family members, my cousins, people who never thought that they would see this age are crossing over the threshold. I'm not naming any names, so I shall not be incriminated. But this is where we are in our lives. We are crossing into a completely new sphere, and a new territory, if you will. Yes, I'm not talking about it like. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm talking about 40s, like it's this mysterious new place. But I'm just saying for people like me and my peers, people that I've grown up with, headed into that 40 stage is a big deal. And the reason why I wanted to do this video, and I want to talk about those of us who are 35 and above. And if you're 35 and below and you find value in this video, fantastic. I'm glad. But I want to talk about the fact that there are so many of us who are going to cross over into these ages and things are still the same, right? I talk about the next chapter of our lives because that's exactly what it is. Because we are not teenagers anymore. We are not quote unquote younger adults. We've come to a point where for many of us, anyway, we've taken control of our lives. Like we have certain responsibilities and we have things that we are doing. But having said that, a lot of things have remained stuck, like a flat line, and have just remained that way. And there are so many of us who are living in a state of frustration, anxiety, and we have been living this way for quite a while. And because we see people around us living this exact same way, we feel like it's okay. It's okay because my friends are going through the same thing. So, it's all right to live a mediocre life. Besides, there are all these things that I want to do, yes, but I don't think I'm ever really going to get there. And you know what the biggest regret is going to be when you're 60 years old? And you're telling yourself, man, I wish I did that. I had the opportunity. I had the opportunity to actually go for what it is that I wanted, but I didn't. And that's why I want to do this video now, not when I'm 60. I want to do this video now as a 38, who is turning 39 year old, to talk about the fact that it is time for many of us who for the past 10 years have been living very, very structured lives that have left us incredibly unhappy, to start thinking about how we are going to change that situation. What are we going to do to restructure ourselves? What are we going to do to, there's a term that I like. It's called architecting your life. Because that's really what it is. You can design your life. You can architect it the way you intend it to be. And it's going to take a series of habit creations. It's going to take a series of decisions, some very big, some great risks, a lot of heartache, a lot of people that are going to have to, a lot of people that you're going to have to leave behind. And that's the thing about architecting your life. You break things down, you remove certain things, you add new things, and you have this new life, this new version of yourself. So what is that going to be? I'm not going to sound cliche, but I am a big fan of Beyonce. And there was a time she was doing this. There was this documentary that came out a couple of years ago. And she said something that really, really struck me. She said that when she was starting, when she dropped her father as a manager and she wanted to focus on, you know, her own career, she started with one question. What do I want? And it's simple and it seems obvious, but we don't ask ourselves what we want. What do you want? Because we live in a society where that whole thing of what do I want? It seems selfish, right? It seems selfish to put yourself first and to be like, this is what I want. I want to have valuable friendships. I want to have a career that I can be happy with. I want this. I want that. That whole thing of I can be very, it seems like a lot of people can tell you to stop being selfish. But when you're headed towards a certain age like I am, next year I'll be 40 years old. Right now, I need to start asking myself, what do I want? What do you want out of your life right now? Because we're not guaranteed that we are going to live forever. A lot of us are not going to live to see the rest of this year. A lot of us may not be here by the end of this year. And this is not something that we, you know, that is fictional. We've already lost people that we love. We've witnessed it. This is going to happen. Some for us, for some of us, it's going to happen sooner, and others it's going to happen later. But let's pretend that it's going to happen sooner. What do you want with your life? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to achieve? What's that one thing that you've always wanted to do? What's that risk you want to take? Because we don't have time. We don't have time to sit around and plan for things for the next 20 years. We need to start planning and executing our plan right now. It doesn't have to be perfect. So that's the one thing to start with. What do you want out of your life right now? Now, the next question is, what do you want to start changing? What habits right now? Or daily activities or things, distractions. What are things that you know are not supporting you? They're not moving you forward. What is that thing that has to change for you? What are the people, you know, who are the people in your life who need to go? What are the things you need to start letting go of? What are the things that you're sick and tired of? Because a lot of us, I know this may sound like a strange sentence, but we're having affairs with our issues. We are laying in bed with them. We're making excuses for them. We're taking our excuses and our issues, and we are putting them like a mantle, like a trophy, right in front of us, and we are using them as reasons for why we can't change, for why this thing cannot happen the way we want it to happen. If you're going to architect your life, you need to be brutally honest about where you are right now and what it is that has to change. What you need to replace. What it is that you want to build. What you actually want to accomplish. It's very, very important to do that. So I've basically talked about the main things. But there's one more thing, and I will always bring this as an anthem of sorts in all these videos that I do. And it is resolving past issues. A lot of us are carrying our past with us. We are enslaved by our issues. We're enslaved with our traumas, the abuse, the neglect, all those problems, they have become a part of our identity. I've watched people that I love succumb to their problems, succumb to their issues. And it is the most heartbreaking thing to watch, because those problems have become a part of them so much that you can barely recognize them. And the one thing I don't want to do, and the one thing that I know you don't want to do, is to walk into your 40s with these same issues burdening you, with these same issues taking full control of you. I'm not saying don't have issues. It's important to acknowledge where you are right now. It's very, very important. Don't act like it's not there. It's there. But what I would love for us to start doing is to start owning up and becoming conscious of these past problems, the people that we haven't forgiven, the people who have hurt us, the people that we have hurt. Sometimes even more pain can be caused by the fact that we refuse to forgive ourselves. Don't walk into the next chapter of your life with this cross that you're carrying, full of these issues, full of blame and guilt and shame. Because the thing about shame and guilt, especially shame, is that it breaks you down slowly like acid. I know, because there are many things that I did in my past that I was unhappy with. The way I treated people, especially people that I loved in my life. And even now, I have to deal with the consequences of the person that I was in my 20s. This argumentative, this combative person, this person who was always angry and was so, verbally abusive, who was incapable of having proper relationships. And now that I'm headed into my 40s, I know that I have to figure out a way to forgive myself for that person that I was. I was talking to my sister about a month ago, and I was just crying to her, just asking her to forgive me. And she told me, it's not about me, because I forgive you. What about you? Are you going to forgive yourself? And I tear up. I still get shaken talking about it. But I am aware of my problems. I am aware of my flaws and my willingness to do something about them, so that when I move into the next chapter of my life, where I am right now, because I feel like I am in the second chapter, it is important for me to start slowly dealing with my conflicts to a point where I am conflictless with myself. So how about you? Do you want to lead as conflictless a life with yourself as possible? Because if you want to do that, that's the way you're going to have real inner peace. For me, inner peace and wisdom have become the most important things in my life, the most important things to carry into my 40s. Less conflict with myself and gaining more wisdom, learning more. So in the next chapter of your life, who do you want to be? And do you have a plan for how you're going to architect and redesign yourself to become that version of yourself? Because if you have that, if you do that, then trust me, life becomes a series of epiphanies, where you realize, oh my gosh, it's the strangest thing, because I no longer, look at my regrets as just regrets. They were all lessons. Every single mistake I made has made me who I am today, but I want to be better. I want to hit my 40s being a you know, having done the work, being a better human being. So what is your plan? Maybe yours may not be as, you know, mental or as spiritual as mine. Maybe yours can be financial. Maybe finances, though, you know, your changing your finances is the one thing that you really, really want to achieve. Then what plan have you set for yourself? And are you executing that plan? Or are you using the same old habits to achieve new goals? You can't do that. You can't use the same hammer that you used in the 80s, you know, the same old tools that you've had for the past 30 years to build a new life. It doesn't work that way. It's impossible. So look at it from that perspective. You can't use old tools to build a new life. You can't use the same route to get to a new place. It's impossible. Man, this has been a 16-minute video. So just to capture or recapture what we talked about, the first thing is, what do you want out of your life? For the next chapter of your life, what do you want out of it? What do you want to create? What do you want to design? Secondly, what do you have to let go of? What are you tired of? What are the things that you know you don't need anymore that need to go? And thirdly, what are the issues that you need to resolve? What are the things that you've been carrying for years, for decades, that have to be dealt with, that have to be worked through one by one with patience and self-love and kindness and forgiveness for yourself? Because it's important through this process to be compassionate, to have self-compassion, to be kind to yourself, to be gentle with yourself, to be patient with yourself as you are working through this new chapter that you want to become. So that's my video for today, day 3. And I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. If you are watching this video on Facebook, don't forget to like my page, Push Factor. And if you're watching this video on YouTube, then don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Push Factor TV. And I'll be doing these videos for the next 30 days. So I will see you in the next video. Take care of yourselves. Bye for now.